It's hard word. Okay, so yesterday we saw the fourth zikr about Kadmas Habayrei, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being changeable in any way, about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu always was, everything else being secondary, coming from nothing. Now today is the next zikr, and the Rambam says, "Vayisayid Hamishi, the fifth yisayid, Shehu Yizava, Sheroi La'avdai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we should be able to L'Roimemai, and to be Meroimem, L'Farisim G'durasai, to be Farisim Mizgadlus U'mashmasai, and hearing about him. Anything that we consider Aveda, that we would do towards a higher power, is only to be done towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do that to anyone who's lower than him in Mitzias. Whether Malachim or stars, whatever you have in this world, we don't do Avodah to anything else. They all have their natural tendencies. They have no control, no choices. They just do the Ratzon Hashem. So there's no Aveda to any other forces in this world because they're just Shluchim Hashem. They do the Ratzon Hashem. They don't make decisions to be mative to us or not. We don't make them into emissaries, to messengers, to middlemen, to be able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We focus solely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our machshava is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't focus on any other force. This 50th side is Hazara on Avodah Zarah. The Rav Torah Baruch Hazi Alzeh. He says most of Torah is coming to be mazir on Avodah Zarah. And this is a Rambam Shita that you find other places also. And you look when he gives his time in HaMitzvahs, he finds that the major focus on the Torah and the Mitzvahs is to be mitzi from Avodah Zarah. In other words, there were forces of Avodah Zarah, was Avodah Zarah prevalent, very, very prevalent in the old days, in the times of Matan Torah, and many, many Mitzvahs. Here he says, right with the Torah is the people should leave Avodah Zarah and do Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, I guess, not just maybe it's even more fundamentally said than other Yisaidists, that when we do Aveda, our Aveda is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do Aveda to any middleman. We don't do Aveda to any other forces. It's focused solely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at Chashuva, he says, "Ve'ayved alaya kaycha ve'mazol ve'zurasay, k'deriyas meiritz beinayu bein ribon ha'olamim k'lachem mechamesh eruhumim." So if a person does Aveda to a force, a entity, not because he believes that it's a God, but because he wants this entity to be a Melech for him, he wants this entity to go and be able to act on his behalf before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's Aveda Zara, that's a Kaifer to do Avodah towards a different entity and not to do Avodah directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's a myth. Now if you just look at this really is Yerushalmi who kind of says this out, and Yerushalmi in Brachas, Rav Yudah Amar Mishmei Didei, Basar V'dam Yeshai Patrein, in Basar Esara. If a Basar V'dam, if he has someone who's a patron, a patron, you know, someone who he supports him and he goes to him, but if he comes to Esara, Einai Nichnas Etzai Pisai. You don't go right to that guy. That's a very prestigious guy. You don't go right to him. Rabava Eimed Mayal Pischai Shal Patreinai. You go, you stand at the door, v'kare la'avdai, and you call his servant, Ayla ben Beisai, or the people in his house, v'hu aymer ish poini aymer al-pesach ha-tzerecha, shema machnisei, shema manichai. Right, you go to, you have to speak to the president. You don't just walk into the president's office, you have to go through the secretary, you have to go through the guards, whatever it is, and they will discuss it on your behalf and see if he'll let you in. Ava kadosh baruch hu, eina kein kadosh baruch hu, is not like this. In Baal and Tzara, if a person has a Tzara, Yitzvach, Leila Michal, Leila Gabriel. We don't call to Michal, we don't call to Gabriel. Ela li yitzvach, van di ayin eloi miyar. Kadosh Baruch says, talk to me, I'll answer you. Hua deksiv, kora sheyikri b'shem Hashem yimalei. Fine, so the Yerushalmi says that that is something which is unique about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not like other kind of the people in this world who we need their help, who are very powerful people. We generally can't just go walk in directly to speak to them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't speak to Gabriel, don't speak to Michael, speak to me. We don't speak to middlemen, we don't speak to Melitzim. Our Avodah is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so that is one of the Asaidas that we're supposed to understand. The way we do Avodah Zarah is a personal Avodah between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through middlemen, through emissaries. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He relates to us directly. Now, I guess what is just interesting to talk about, you know, we have certain piyutim that we say, or some people say, that seem to indicate otherwise. I guess we're coming close to the Slicha season. So yeah, we have, you know, Malachi Rachamim, where we ask the Malachi Rachamim to go beseech on our behalf. We ask the Malachim seemingly to go beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf for Rachamim. Or we have, you know, with Shalom Aleichem, we ask the Malachim to bless us. Seemingly we ask of other forces aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? Okay, so it depends what you mean, right? But if you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think this is a good place to daven for whatever reason, so that's great. If you're davening to the mace and you're asking the mace to ask on your behalf, that sounds like it might be problematic, right? But if you think that this is a good place to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a place, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more likely to listen to you, that's fine.
Why is that problematic?
Because
I think that this chosav of tzaddik, Hashem will listen to them, someone answering more than you would answer you.
So I think I think it might be different. You know, if you have a person who's alive, right? So you clearly understand that he's not categorically a different type of being. He is a person, a basav dam, like anyone else. You think he has a better tefillah, you want to ask him to be mispalel for you, but you're not viewing him as someone between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're all basav dam. Now, when you look at someone who's a mace, and you're going because you think that, I think once a person dies, he has more kayach, that I think might be different.
If you go to Godel,
okay, but that's what we can ask of them.
We're not asking, it's just he's close to talking to the Spirit, so somebody could do more.
So let's hold off on that, okay? Let's hold off on that. What? Say again? To ask them to be a Melech Yashar would still be a problem. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu they should be a Melech Yashar, that's, you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would not be a problem.
But
so one thing, if you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's fine. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what he can to be made to you, however he wants to make it to you. He wants to make it to you through looking at their zechus and whatever, but you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. If you're speaking to them, that, you know, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but I think seemingly that would be more of a problem. But let's see a little bit of these marmakaymas here. So let's see that this is a piece in the Taisus Maiserav. Right? Maiserav is the Anhagas of the Gain, of the Building Gain, and the Taisus Maiserav, you have Anhagas of Reb Chaim Vrajner here also. And this is Anhagas of Reb Chaim Vrajner. So it's a Grach, so Reb Chaim Vrajner. Amar Bedvar Slichas HaNitfasim, the Slichas that we find Malachi Rachamim, where we seemingly speak to the Malachim. Or many slichas that are like this. And you ask the malachim to give you a bracha. So this is what says Reb Chaim Vrajner used to say. Well, I think the tzaddik bracha, the idea is if it's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a tzaddik, he's a basar v'dam like us, and he could be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to ask him to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't think that's a problem. So I think that when the understanding of asking a malach, the reason why you're asking a malach is to understand that a malach has more kaychas than a basar v'dam, and I think that's the problem. But even if it is, but that's being a melech between you and Hashem. You think that this there's a level between Basar Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a level of Malachim that are more able to be in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand that there's a level between people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear. To understand that we're all Basar Adam and some people are better at being Mispalel, I think that's fine. But to understand that there's a Madrega between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say Malachim are that Madrega, and therefore we're asking for help, I think that's a problem. He says, "Lo yadati shum bakasha ben malachim." I don't know of any bakasha that we make from malachim. They don't have any kayach on their own. They don't make any decisions. They just do what they're forced to do. If a person zaycha, so the malachim have to give him a bracha. If a person does an eris, they mekal him. It's not a decision they make. They're malachim. They just do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them. Even though the Pasuk in Iyov says there's a malach, there's a melitz, what does that mean? A kol of yamaisim. Because rezeicha adam oz nivra mimaisim malachim tovim v'behechach yumalitzim malach shalom. If a person does mitzvahs, he creates malachim that are melitzim for him and they're melitz. And if he doesn't have eris, malachim are against him. But there's no concept of asking a malach for a taiva, for a favor, for a brad. Malachim just do what they're forced to do. We speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who tells malachim what to do. We don't speak to malachim. Ba'amar, he says, Shvi yoyim andei al daitai. From the time that he was mature enough to think about this, Ba'amar b'chuni l'shalim. He never said b'chuni l'shalim, v'gam roi malachi rachmim. He never said the piyat of malachi rachmim. Ach'abar avay sa'el gama, hu ve'elyam charuna v'churu. Fine. So I don't know what the brackets here means exactly, but he says that Reb Chaim Lajner, from the time he was mature enough to think, he never said Malachi Rachamim, he didn't like that piyut, he never said Baruchuni Rashalam and Shalom Aleichem. We don't make requests of Malachim. Malachim do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them. Our Avodah is to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the brackets here, he didn't protest when other people say it. So Maybe that means he didn't think it was Mamash Avodah Zarah. I guess if he thought it was Mamash Avodah Zarah, I'm sure he would protest. Other people did it also. But definitely thought it was not the proper way to do Avodah. What? What? I'm sure there is, but let's hold off. I mean, most people say Malachi Rachamim also, right? I don't know. Fine. So yeah, there definitely are other stuff.
At the end,
so I don't know. It doesn't explain here. I don't know what he means. No, I see. I don't know.
It means like Aris and Yaakov are different.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Many people don't say the third line and the fourth.
It says Chavos Shalom. I don't know. I think that I thought people just don't like sending malachim away. Why send them away? I don't necessarily say any of them. Oh, that's a very good question. It's a very good question. He has to say what malach Yaakov Avinu L'Charis is a malach Hagayel Isi Mikorara. Yaakov Avinu L'Charis sounds like he's talking to malachim and asking malachim for a bracha. It's a very good question. You see, the Tshuva Sagaidim, which is the bottom of the page, actually mentions that.
It's not. You can't answer with the time, but he says it.
No,
he created, he created malachim
and got a real. So you're saying that he's not asking of a bakasha to malachim. Right, Shem Zeb says that Yaakov Avinu is not asking as a bakasha of a malachim. He's not asking them to Bajim. I guess he's just saying that this is what's going to happen. I don't know. What is he saying? I'm not going to see Yuvarich as an Aram. He should bench the Aram. I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. It's a good question. I'm not sure the answer. Fine. Now, the Maral here also discusses this piyut that the Reb Chaim Volozhiner discusses. He says, we have a minhag. Minhag is to say this piyut of machnisei rachamim, machnisei rachamenu. Vein zeh roi. Doesn't sound right. Ki dover zeh ki ilu mispal o marachim sheyachnisei rachamenu. That sounds like you're davening to the marachim and they should bring you rachamim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'roi matzanu zeh. We don't find such a thing. V'hod abinu v'sechus tainus. And this that we say in tainus. Shekasher gazru tainus, when they made a tainus, hayu yaitzim v'beis hakvaras, they would go to the beis hakvaras, so he's asking, right? You do find himself a tainus when they have like a yom tefillah for a tainus. They would go to the beis hakvaras. Why? So the meisim should be mispalo also. So it sounds like we're kind of asking the meisim to be mispalo on our behalf. We're not asking a meisim to daven for us. That we don't do. But we go to the beis hakvaras. We attach ourselves somehow to the mason. We join with the mason. Shagama mason is chabru l'chayim. So the mason should join themselves with the chayim. V'yivakshu rachem al Yisrael, and they should yivakshu rachem on Yisrael. Ki ha-mason gam kein Yisrael, ve'ayavim Yisrael, because mason are also Yisrael, and they love Klal Yisrael. U'mivakshim rachem al Yisrael, and they ask for rachem on Yisrael. So he is bothered by this. How do we go ask mason to be mispal on our behalf? And he says, we don't. We don't ask mason to be mispal on their behalf. It says, Mesim, who are B'nai Yisrael, love Klal Yisrael. And they want to advocate on our behalf. And when we're there together with them, they're going to daven also. So if Mesim decide to daven for us because we're there with them, that's great. But we don't present ourselves and ask Mesim to daven on our behalf. Fine. Avalaymer Marachim, Achnisu Rachameinu, but to say the Marachim, bring up our Rachamim, ain't that right? Even if it's mutter to say to someone else, hispara alai, please daven for me. Right? In other words, he's asking, well, how do you ask someone else to daven for you? You're only supposed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to have someone else being a middleman. Says, Zehu Eitzel Ha'adam Shu'aisa Chesedim Chaveiro. That's, you're asking someone else and you understand that he's doing a chesed for you. So you could say, do a favor for me and daven. So I think what he means to say, it's not so clear to me, I think what he means to say is that a fellow Basav Adam, you understand that he's not any of a higher level than you, it's not that you need to have this Bria, which is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a Basav Adam, he's a Basav Adam, same way you can be Mispalo, he can be Mispalo, so you ask him to be Mispalo for you also. But a Malach, he's not your friend, he's not doing you a favor, you're asking him because you think he's on a higher Madriga, you think he's someone who could be between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Chas V'Shalom to do that. The problem is thinking that we don't relate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we need to have a Madriga between Basav Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's the problem. Because that's not how our Avodah is supposed to be. We're not supposed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a Madriga in between. We're supposed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. If we have to. But. No, I think that is clear. Though that to believe, clear is not just when we speak about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also about how we're supposed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. And if you think that the way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not directly, that's clear. You know, the only way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly. You know, we're supposed to communicate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I think really, if you look at the way the Yud Gimel Ikra are broken up, the first few are about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this, I think, is the beginning of the next Chelek of the Yud Gimel Ikra, which is not about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's about the relationship between Bnei Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speak about how we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, then we speak about Nevuah, we speak about the mitzvahs that are given in the Torah. So I think the next chelik of Yud Gimel Ikra is not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but about the nature between Basav Adam, the relationship between Basav Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but let's see how the Maral learns L'maisa. So why do people L'maisa say this? Machnisei Rachmim. V'yesh Leimar, ki masha anu machnisei Rachmim, machnisei ein ze baklash haklal. So first he says an interesting thing. He says, really, it's not a baklasha. רק שאדם מצווה כך המערכם שמכניסים התפירה והכנס התפירה לפני השם יזברך ויש כך האדם מצווה יש המערכם שממונים על זה שיביאו תפירה עשוי לפני השם יזברך. So he says that maybe it's not a tefillah. You're not asking the malachim to do something on your behalf. You have the kayach to be mitzaveh malachim to do certain things. People, I guess, there's a certain malachim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives as kind of like servants to people. And you could be mitzaveh them to do certain things. And he says, since that's not like an avodah, you're not asking them, you're not beseeching them, so maybe that will be okay. But he says, "Im kol zeh hudavr sheinu ra." It's still not right. He says, even if you know it's not mamash bakasha, it's a tzivoy, it's still not the right thing to do. Rak sheyu machnisei rachamim tefila al derech she'am rizal. She espal adam sheyu akol me'amtzin es koychei v'lo yiratzarim. Yemispal etz Hashem yisparach al zeh. Kolkach mash mevakish machnisei rachamim tefila sei al Hashem yisparach ki machnisei rachamim yachnisu rachameinu. So he says that really the answer is the Machnisei Rachamim is not talking to the Malachim. It's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should tell the Malachim to bring in the Tfilos. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A certain Mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that he has his messengers who bring in Tfilos. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please tell your messengers to go bring in Tfilos. The communication, the relationship is directly between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says there's a major nafkamida to this. But according to this, you have to change the girsa. So it's not hechnisu rachamenu. You're not speaking to them, you should be machnis arachamim. Rather, you're saying they should be machnis arachamim. You're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're saying they should be machnis arachamim. Mashmi tfila yashmiu tfila seinu. Yashmiu, they should be mashmiya. Machnisei dima yachnisu dima seinu. V'lkach yishtadlu. So all that hishtadlu, hechnisu, he changes that all to a yud, changes the hey to a yud, and the difference is a very big difference. Hechnisu is speaking about you're asking the malachim to do something. Yechnisu is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell his malachim to do something. Okay. Says, skip that a little bit. He discusses a different tefillah also. Says, "Avol sheyemir mechnisir rachm mechnisir rachmenu b'tefila ein zeh lemerkal." You can't say mechnisir rachmenu rak yemir mechnisir rachm yachnisu rachmenu. Fine. I mean, how do we have it printed in our sidurim? No. Do we have it mechnisu or yachnisu? What? Anyone know? But hey, that's we have it. So okay. So the Maral says that you can't say. Right? He says you could say yachnisu. What? How does it go in the song? Yachnisu? Yachnisu?
It's Yachnisu.
What?
Yachnisu.
What? Yaakov? You take Yaakov's word first? Alright, so we have a machlekes here about what the nusach of the song is. What? Alright, anyway, we can check. We find a slichas around, but the Maral says that the nusach he had in front of him was yachnisu, and he says that nusach you're not allowed to say. That's speaking to Malachim. Sorry, yachnisu, right? The nusach he had was yachnisu, and he said that nusach you're not allowed to say. But to say yachnisu, you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could say. So Ramaisa, basically, we have so far to finish up here. We have Reb Chaim Brezhner was not comfortable with this tefillah at all. The Maral was comfortable with it as long as you change the girsa. If you look at the Tshuva Mari Mibrunim, the Simur Reish Ayin Hey, says Masha Amr Na Mido Nechayna V'chay Midas Harachamim U'machnisei Rachamim and Marachei Rachamim Echnisei Rachameinu. All these tefillos where we seem to be dominating, let's say towards a Mida or towards Marachim, Einai Ela Derech Shiflos V'Avdus. It's just a way of Shiflos and Avdus. Shemidaber b'fnei hamelech liyayetzav odaber hamelech v'ubayish b'daber l'karv hamelech ein zeh derech emtzai kol. So I think what he's saying is, he's giving a tarot. He says, yeah, we don't dive into malachim. We don't make bakashas of malachim. But he says sometimes, let's say you have a meeting with a king and the king has his officers in front of him. So you will speak to the officer, but the idea is really that the king should hear you. You know, you just think maybe it's not the covenant that you, a lowly guy, speaks to the king. So in front of the king, you'll say, you know, to the officers, do you think maybe you could ask the king about this? Now really you're trying to communicate with the king. It's just a way of shiftless and obvious. It's a way that you don't express yourself directly. So he says that the explanation for all these tefillos, the reason why they're okay, is because you're not really speaking to the Allah. You're not really you're really speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just think it's a way of shiftless to express yourself as if you're speaking to the Malachim, because you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hearing you. But to say that I'm speaking to the Malachim is a way of shiftless ma'avdus, he says. So that is not emtsai at all. You're not communicating with the Malachim. Yeah, you're phrasing it like that, but the idea is really to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a covenantic way. Well, myself, what's, you know, everyone can ask their local Orthodox rabbi about saying this piyutim, and you ask different local Orthodox rabbis, you'll get different answers, and they're different mahalchim. But the idea is that the fifth ikar is that the way that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be Eivid, we're supposed to be Eivid directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not supposed to be Eivid through any Emsayim. Even if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, but there's another force that's higher than us that can advocate on our behalf, that's Avodah Zarah, to be Eivid to that force to advocate on our behalf. Our Avodah is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very personal Avodah. Alright, so today we're not going to have share.
Which one? No? I don't know. They have like, you know, the Rebbe is like, and so you touch him. Most people can't connect to him, like, it's levels.